My name is Andrew Clark, and I have the privilege of serving as the student pastor at the Lewis Center campus. And thanks for joining us on this episode of the Drivecast. Today, we're looking at Numbers chapter 22 and the story of Balaam that extends all the way through the end of Numbers 24. Balaam is this internationally known seer for hire that leverages the gift that God has given him for his own personal gain. He's even willing to hurt the other people around him for profit until he will pay the ultimate price and be killed for what he has done to others. In verses 22 through 30, we get this incredible exchange between Balaam, an angel, and the only other talking animal in the entire Bible besides the serpent in Genesis. In this exchange, God attempts to humble Balaam and to get his attention by briefly giving all of the gifts that Balaam thought made him significant to the donkey. All of a sudden, the seer can't see the angel, but the donkey can. All of a sudden, the prophet isn't the mouthpiece of God, the donkey is, right? This is so full of irony. It's this incredible reminder to you and me that everything that we have is a gift from God, and he could have just as easily given it to a donkey, humbling, right? As he could have given it to us. But it's given to us, to you and me, as an opportunity to steward. Not too long ago, our family moved into a new house, and for the first time in their lives, our two boys don't have to share a bedroom. It was like Christmas came early. They get a room all to themselves. As we moved in, they were so excited to, you know, decorate with their lights and their posters of their favorite athletes and their toys. And we noticed something start to happen that they had never struggled with before. They started getting really possessive over their bedrooms. Right, stay out of my room. You can't be in my room without asking, they say to each other. Nobody has ever had to teach us how to be possessive as humans. We just naturally are. When I hear them saying that, my urge as dad has been to remind them, well, actually, it's not even your room. They aren't your rooms at all. They are your mom and I's rooms. It's our house. As I thought and processed through this story and thought about my boys and their rooms, I was hit with a thought. You know, I wonder if God looks at me and the stuff that I have the same way that I look at my boys in their rooms. If every time I'm getting possessive over my money, my time, my resources, God's thinking, you know who that really belongs to, right? Me. As we read through Numbers 22, my prayer is that we'd be challenged to reflect on how we are leveraging and stewarding the things that God has blessed us with. Our time, our talents, our possessions. Surrendering those things back to him with an open hand is the way that we fight off greed and experience the true freedom and the true fulfillment that God has for us. Even as you listen to this right now, just look around and take an inventory of the things that you have. How different does it change our perspective to go, well, this is God's house. This is God's car. This is God's money, right? This is God's TV. And ask ourselves, you know, am I stewarding this? Am I being a responsible steward, a generous steward of the things that God has blessed me with in this season? That's my hope. That's the thing that we would reflect on today as we read through and continue to study through Numbers 22. Let me pray for you. God, thank you so much for today. Of course, our money is yours and our possessions and our resources is yours. But truthfully, God, the highest form of that is that our life is yours. Thank you for every breath that you've given us today. And no matter how high on the mountaintops we are, how low in the valleys we are, we would just be grateful for every breath that we get to breathe. God, we thank you for your faithfulness, your provision, And Lord, we ask that as we just think through this story, that you would bring to our attention opportunities to be good stewards and to leverage everything that you've given us for your purpose and your kingdom and your greatest good. Holy Spirit, free us from greed today. Pray these things in your name. Amen. Well, again, thanks for listening to the Drivecast. We'll see you next time.